You know, in principle, if a husband's sperm is conveyed to his wife's uterus through any means, there shouldn't be any objection, legal objection from Islamic point of view. It is for the sanctity and purity of human race that such orders are made, number one, and also for fixing the responsibility. Because sex is not a direct objective of life. Look at it from a natural point of view or from a religious point of view, the answer would be one and the same. Everything which is productive and useful, that acquires some sort of taste and some pleasure. So that is why all the most important things for life have acquired some pleasure. But because the objective was important, pleasure ultimately became the objective for some human beings erroneously, and they forgot that the pleasure was a development, according to scientists maybe, of billions of years of evolution in some direction. And according to the religious philosophy, a development which was ordained and pre-designed and pre-directed. But whatever way you look at it, the pleasure attached to human acts are in fact directly related to the importance of those acts. If they serve humanity in somehow in some way, then pleasure is added to it, and the vice versa. This is the general rule. So in this case, the second important thing is to bring up the future generation with responsibility, and that responsibility has to be divided among the people. That is one object of sex. So the Holy Quran divides that responsibility according to set rules, and the husband has to share the bear the responsibility of the upbringing of the entire people, the children. If a mother can participate of volition, there is no objection, but in principle it is father's responsibility. So anything, any scientific research which does not violate these two fundamental objectives of reproduction, Islam does not have any objection against them. Whatever way of the experiments take place, if purity of race and sharing of responsibility, these are the two main objectives. If they are not violated in any way by a scientific experiment, Islam will have no objection against it.